Hello?
Hi, is this Miss Benny?
Yes.
Hi, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. I'm in the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing this Wednesday?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Halfway there, right?
Mm-hmm. Halfway there. That's it. And what
yes,
was your
ma'am.
Name again?
My name's Daniel Nelson.
Okay, Daniel.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
I'm the main person that sets up these Google Guarantee accounts here, and Celine, who I think is awesome, she sent me over your information to call you
yes,
today.
Yes, I had asked her because, and I'll tell you why right out of the gate.
Yeah, please.
She's probably been the one of the most trustworthy persons that tells you the way things really are, and
right.
She highly recommended Google Guarantee. I will give you just a little small background.
Yes,
we're a relatively new business since December. We're on Home Advisors right now. We have a 5-star rating with probably 40-some Google reviews with excellent ratings.
I see
plus
that.
Our Home Advisor, Andy, whatever it is called now.
Right.
The thing that's frustrating us is everybody has promised us the sky and the moon.
Mm-hmm.
But basically what we find is they're more into their best interest, not ours. So we're
right.
being nickel-dimed to death, and as a brand new business, this is not boding well with us. So can
right.
you, now with that being said, we originally signed up with Local Splash, ended up, you know, we're working with Celine with the website. We canceled
right.
the other two items because at the time,
yeah.
we didn't kind of understand how it all works.
Okay.
And we were already with Home Advisor or Angie. Now,
mm-hmm.
what we're trying to do is obviously as a small entity,
mm-hmm.
we can't be paying thousands of dollars a month on advertising to get 4 customers a month. So
Right.
Mm-hmm.
No, I get exactly what you're saying. So I'm going to shoot you straight with everything. I'm exactly that way too. So the services you signed up for before with the local search engine optimization, right, and the Google Ads, it's definitely good.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you a better presence than what you started with, but it can't
right.
guarantee you, like, X amount of calls or X amount of leads because we can't force that person to, like, pick up the phone and call you, right?
Exactly.
Google Guarantee is the complete opposite. So basically the way Google Guarantee works is it's a pay-per-lead service directly through Google. The benefit of these leads is they're only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with anyone else. And here's the
okay.
kicker. This is why it's so popular. And I kid you not, Bernie. Benny, I'm sorry. I saw Benny and I blurted out Bernie. I'm sorry. but what I was going to tell you though is I literally have 100% retention rate on it. Like this is how good it is. If you
mm-hmm.
do not set an appointment with the lead, okay, or they do not inquire about price, Google does still consider that a qualified lead, okay? So in other words, if it's out of your radius, a service you don't provide, or they're calling to sell you life insurance, right?
Okay.
Those would all be deemed as unqualified leads that you are not charged for.
Okay.
Okay. So again, just to be clear, you only pay for the lead if you set an appointment or if they inquire about price, okay? Now,
when the lead goes out, though, what I'm hearing you say, the difference between you and Home Advisors or Angie's,
mm-hmm.
Angie, they'll send you the lead, but they've sent it to 8 other people, too.
Yes, that is how they work.
Okay.
Correct.
How does it work differently? You're only sending the lead to us, or is it still going out to 8 other companies?
No, it's coming via phone call. So what would happen is somebody would search, like, AC installation near me or AC service. Right?
Okay.
You'll show up in the Google Guarantee section. Right? Like right now, it's Semper Fi Heating and Cooling, George Brazil Air Conditioning and
yeah.
Heating. So
yeah.
right now, they're in the Google Guarantee section with their green check mark on. That check
okay.
mark means their leads are active. So if I clicked on Semper Fi and I called them, and I want to
mm-hmm.
be clear, it won't be your phone number. It's a Google rotating number. And the reason they do that is so that it's recorded. So we know if it's qualified or unqualified. Okay?
Okay.
But what would happen is I click and call Semper Fi. If I set an appointment with Semper Fi, they're charged for that lead. If I call and I say, hey, I live in Huntington Beach, California. Can you come out to me? Well, that's not a qualified lead. I'm not in their area, right? So they wouldn't be charged for those leads. Now, like I said, I want to shoot you straight. Let's say they set an appointment with you and it doesn't result in a job. Because you set an appointment, it's still deemed a qualified lead.
Okay.
And they're going to choose you and pick you. Now, one reason they call it Google Guarantee isn't just because it guarantees you leads. It guarantees the potential client of your work. Okay? So Google is putting a stamp on you saying, we guarantee this company. They offer up to $2,000 of insurance directly from Google, and they're telling that client that they vetted you. Okay? So I know Celine verified, but let me just re-verify. The company is currently licensed and insured, right?
Correct.
Okay. And also any face-to-face employees. In other words, if you, I know you said you're a small company, but even when you grow, if you have 100 employees, but you guys are the only ones that go and speak to the client, it would only be you. So any face-to-face employees would have to go through a background check. Would that be fine?
And we're operators. My husband is, we're both owners of the company, but I don't go out in the field. So my husband's an operator.
Okay. So it'd be him then. Is because you don't go face-to-face with the clients, you just talk to them on the phone, then Michael would be the only one that would have to do the background check. Would that be fine?
And I would care if I had to do that anyway. We'd both be fine.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'd be fine.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I kid you not. I have some clients that absolutely, like, they're like, Dan, I want to sign up for it. And they have a felony, and I just have to tell them, unfortunately, you don't qualify for it, which, I hate giving that news. But, so you're licensed, you're insured, you'll pass the background check, so you do qualify for the program. I'm sure you guys want to know your lead fees, right?
And the other thing is, so what I'm hearing you say,
yes, ma'am.
If somebody goes out and does give me air conditioning and heating near me,
mm-hmm.
Right now, only two people show up, or is there
There's three that show up, and if you click on more HVAC pros, right, what's going to happen, it's going to show you the whole list that's Google guaranteed, okay?
But because we're guaranteed, Google is only going to bring up the three that are under guarantee, and the rest will be under the more?
The rest will be under the more, so what happens is Semper Fi gets a call, right? What would happen, because Google is fair about it, they'll rotate towards the bottom. So George Brazil Air Conditioning will shoot to the top, right? Parker Sons would shoot to the top.
They rotate them so it's not always, let's say, Semper Fi doesn't always come up at the top every time.
Exactly. That is correct.
Fair.
Yeah. Here's another cool part, but I want to shoot you straight too. You really need your leads on in order to get a lead. But if your leads were off and somebody clicked on more businesses, scrolled down and called you, well, you're not charged for those leads. And it's your number that shows there, okay? But, again, you need to rotate to the top in order to get the leads, okay?
How long does it take to rotate to the top? Is it basically, so let's say Semper Fi gets the call, then George Brazil goes to the top. When does Climate Control Solutions, our company, go to the top? How long does it take to get to the top?
It depends on how much traffic there is on Google and also how many companies have their leads on. Okay, like for example, right now, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Quite a few.
Well, I'm still counting.
Yeah.
Like I told you, I'm going to tell you exactly how it is,
Yeah, that's what we need to know, how this works.
So right now, there's 60 companies with their leads on currently. Okay.
Okay. So basically, you're not going to rotate to the top for quite a while.
Correct. But here's the thing. So the way the Google Guarantee program works, if let's say you took on no leads, right? And I haven't had one client that's happened to. But let's say, let's just talk worst case scenario. Let's say you took on no leads. Well, then you are charged nothing because you took on no leads. Okay?
Right.
Your cost per lead for the Google Guarantee program, it is $34.67 per lead. Okay.
Okay, but do you get the lead to get charged that?
Hey, Daniel?
Yes.
Hi, Daniel.
Go ahead.
So with Home Advisors, with Angie's, it's similar, only let's just put it this, and I'm sure you already know how it goes, but I'll reiterate just to make sure I was okay. So when I have my leads turned on and I get a direct match, that goes to multiple people, and I would say 8 out of 10 times, I don't even get a chance to freaking talk to the customer, but I still get charged. Is that the same here? Or I only get charged if I meet the customer, arrange the site visit, and that seems fair to me because then it gives me the opportunity to stop myself.
Or if they inquire about price, just to be completely transparent, right? So if they call you and they set an appointment or they inquire about price, right, then you would be charged for the lead.
If they
call you and it's anything other than those two things, like anything, they're out of your radius, not a service you provide, they're a looky-loo, right, that doesn't inquire about price, then you are not charged for that lead.
That's fair.
Okay, that seems that's more fair than Angie. Because, like I said, there are times when I get charged, I am not even – well, here's a good example. Set up an appointment. I agree to it. Day before the appointment, try calling her, no answer. Texted her, no answer. Just confirming, hey, I'm not going to just show up at your house unless I know you're going to be there.
Right.
So I pushed her. I pushed her till Monday. Same thing. Not a response. Tried to get a credit for that. Nope. They're not going to credit me for that call.
Now, in your situation, though, we would be charged for that because there was an appointment set.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up.
But here's the difference. With Angie, it'll automatically set the appointment. Where you never even talk to the customer to set that appointment up. It just sets the appointment. Then you're trying to follow up, and they never get a hold of you because they probably went to someone else. So they send it to multiple companies too.
And they send it to multiple companies. Like with this lead, like they picked you and they called you directly. So you shouldn't run into people trying to price cut you or them get bombarded by, you know, 8, 10 other phone calls. Like they're picking you and calling you directly is the way it would work.
Okay. Yeah. That's...
And one other question, and I'll let the chief here, which is standing as you go. We have a little snafu with our business, Google business profile. And it started when we signed up with you guys, unfortunately. We gave over rights to manage it to Local Splash and then PIN number or whatever that Google profile sends.
I saw all that in the notes, yeah.
So we're suspended right now, and we can't for the life of us figure out why, because Google's not really user-friendly when it says, hey, Daniel, you're suspended because you forgot to put this check mark in this box. No, instead they say, read our guidelines and correct your things, and then we'll think about it kind of thing. So how do we get that corrected, or is that even going to be a problem?
We can do that for you, like, regardless. Like, we'll look into getting your Google business profile reactivated. But just so you're fully aware, Google Guarantee, it's a totally separate service. So it's not the Google business profile that's going to show in the Google Guarantee section. You'll have your own Google Guarantee profile that's showing there.
But Daniel, would we want our Google business profile out there anyway?
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Like, regardless, I'm going to send that over to our tech side to get your Google business profile out of suspension, because you sign up with us, there was an issue with it, like that shouldn't be how it should be. Like, that's a totally different department from mine, but I'm 100% positive that we can work on that for you too. And it's like no additional charge.
Okay, yeah, because it seems to be now that's where the problem lies. We don't have access, and we don't know why, to Google. We've lost our Google business, and it all started there. So, okay, perfect. So you'll kind of handle that on the back end just as a, hey, guys, can you fix this for them?
Because I'm going to send that to Caesar. I just had another client earlier that the same thing, and I've had it in the past too, so you're not my first one. I'm 100%
okay.
Positive we could throw that in for you at no additional charge, regardless,
okay.
You know, because we should,
yeah.
You know.
So, just for clarity,
mm-hmm.
It's not like Home Advisors. It's only going to go to one person, which is Michael, if he's in the rotation or they pick him. It's only the one call, and this is all done by phone, not by we're going to automatically send you an invite and charge you
correct.
For it.
That's correct.
We have to speak with the customer to get or text or whatever. We're actually conversing with them to get this lead.
Correct. It'll all be phone call. You can turn on the text, but I'd highly recommend you keep it as a phone calls. The messaging's good too, but the problem with the messaging is if you're not like right on top of it, right? Then you might miss that lead or whatever. Like, I'd rather you guys get the calls, and if you set an appointment with them, then you're charged for that lead, you know?
Okay. Now, let's talk about this, because this is a concern, too.
Mm-hmm.
He already, I don't know if you can see on Home Advisors, now, Celine has brought over, just recently, she took all his reviews and put them on our website, because she manages our website.
Right.
But on Home Advisors, we've got a 5-star rating there. Can those leads or those reviews be put on here, or do we have to start that all over again?
So, good question, and this is something I have to bring up with you. So, part of the Google Guarantee Advanced Verification, where we're submitting your license, your insurance, the background check, Google requires 5 reviews, which you guys shouldn't have a problem with, but you're going to need 5 reviews in the Google Guarantee section. So what's going to happen is we're going to provide you with a link that you're able to send your clients, and you need to send that link to your clients, and they need to write a review for you.
We can't get the ones that are already out in Home Advisor?
We can't transfer them, no. I've gotten that question. I wish we could. That would be amazing, but they have to be on the Google Guarantee section.
Sure. I know, that's just...
Hey, Hounding, you know, that's has been an issue because we're all busy. And
right.
I'm just left with the customers left me the nice review. That asked them to do it again.
Right. No, I get it, but...
Okay,
what if we
do that? So let's say his next 5 customers, because this will take a little while to set up anyway. According to Celine, she says it does take about a month to get it all set up.
Yeah, it's 4 to 6 weeks. Yeah, for the full license, insurance, and background check.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what if we did this? Can we, instead of that, Michael sending Angie's review, could we, because you're going to give us a link, could we send that link to them to get the, you know what I mean?
Where yeah,
our new
definitely
customers,
can. Mm-hmm.
Because he gets reviews every time, and obviously we're not going to cut off our nose to spite our face and get off of Andy right away.
Right.
We have at least five people that probably wouldn't mind doing it again.
They could actually just copy what they already wrote.
I've even had clients use like friends or family members. Like it's just mm-hmm. part of the Google Guarantee process. They require 5 reviews on there in order to qualify.
Imagine. So like Daniel, what we could do is like one, you said it's going to be a link that's going to get sent to us that we upload the Google reviews into, correct?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So can Michael send, just so I have clarity, Michael goes out to a call tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, when would the link come to us?
So what's going to happen is, like, after I go over the lead fees, the minimum budget, and the application fee with you guys, I'm going to send you an email, and also a text with your application, and you want to get started on that as soon as possible, I'm going to set a client interview up with, her name's Patricia. She's our technician for all the Google Guarantee accounts. She will go over with you, like, how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. She is the one that will provide you with that link. So it'd be, the earliest would be by tomorrow, is she'd have the link for you.
Okay, so in the link, is that a link we can send to? So if Michael goes out to a customer on Friday, can he send that link to them to do their review through that?
Yes. Yes, correct. Perfect. That's what I'd recommend. All you need is five.
Yeah, he doesn't have to send it to Angie. He can actually have it sent there.
Correct. That is correct. Okay. And let me, hold on, let me make sure, because I don't want to put my foot in my mouth. Let me make sure with Patricia, she could have that link by tomorrow. Give me a quick second.
Well, yeah, don't worry about that. Yeah, that was, I was just using an example, Daniel.
Okay. Yeah, you can definitely do that though. Any client, right? You could even use like a friend or family member. You want to send them that link because we need to get the five reviews on before you show up in the Google Guarantee section.
Okay. And then too, like I said, some of his past ones, they could actually copy paste their, so they don't have to read.
They're not going to see that review. It's gone.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not like that. They
don't
have it.
Well,
like I told you, I'm the main person that sets the account. It's super easy. Like, you guys get a new client, just shoot them that link, and then they fill it out, and bam, you have one on there, two, three, four, or five, you know.
We'll start when that, instead of sending the Angie link.
Yeah, like that, I got some really guys that, and clients that probably wouldn't mind doing it.
Yeah,
so, okay.
So, Google just upped it too from one review to five reviews. So it used to be one review, so it was like super easy, but now it's still easy, but they just require four additional, you know?
Yeah, no worries. We're not worried about that. Okay, so now we need to discuss
lead fees.
So yes, 34.67 a lead, and then 4 to 6 weeks for setup, five reviews. Got that. Patricia will be our go-to as far as setup.
Correct. So it's $34.67 per lead. Okay. Again, you only pay for qualified leads. Google requires a minimum budget. This guarantees you up to 13 leads. That is for $452. Okay.
Yeah. I did the online one and kind of estimated it, and I went for, I want 16 leads a month, and that came to anywhere from 468 to, I think, 5-something. So
right, so you've looked at it. Yeah, so 452 guarantees you up to 13 leads. You can always set a higher budget, and those leads do roll over. So, for example, if you took on one lead for the month and shut them off for whatever reason, right, the following month you wouldn't be charged the 452. You would only be charged for the one lead, the 3467.
I don't get that. What does that mean?
Okay. Let me always get questions on this one. I probably have to word it differently. So, let's say you took on zero leads, right? The following month, you wouldn't be charged anything because you didn't take on any leads. Now, if you took on all 13 leads, right, then you would be charged the 452 to replenish your 13 leads in the bank. So basically,
as well as any additional ones that I might have took on.
Say it again.
As well as any additional leads above that 13 that I might have took on.
Yeah. So your lead cap is your lead cap. So let's say you do the minimum budget at 13 leads. You will not go over 13 leads unless you call Patricia and add to your lead budget.
I like that.
We like that a lot.
Yeah, I know the other ones work differently, you know.
Yeah, if we turn off our leads, how Angie's does it, you turn off your leads, they just restart the clock.
Yeah, ours isn't that way. So if you turn your leads off with Patricia, she'll be your account lead on this. She is awesome. So when you turn your leads off with her, she's going to set a day for you to turn them back on. And basically, you could do 2 weeks later, you could do a month later, you could do whatever you guys need, right? The only thing, though, if you're not ready for those leads to be turned back on at on a specific day, just make her aware of that so she either doesn't set a day or you want to call her before the day is coming where the leads are turned back on. But again, if they're on and, like, you get a call and you never talk to the person, you're not charged for that lead anyways, you know?
No, and that's, I'm glad you brought that up. The key word here or phrase is phone call. When we first signed in with you guys, you know, then I got to tell you, you're very charismatic. You're a great speaker. You could sell an Eskimo block vice.
Oh, this sells itself, man. I'm telling you. It's really good.
Well,
yeah.
Of course, once we signed the dotted line, what a 180 Locust Flash did. I couldn't get a hold of them. You get jerked around. You get just to try to contact somebody. So my question is, if we sign the dotted line here, are you going to guarantee, I need this, this is a recorded conversation.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I guarantee that she's going to answer the phone when I call her.
So
call us back in a day or two.
Yes. So she gets busy on client interviews, et cetera. So what I do for all my clients, and like I told you guys, I'm the main person that sets these accounts up. Like that's no joke. I really am. I send you guys all my contact info too. That way, cause the longest I'll be on a phone call is usually like an hour, right? So if I'm on a phone call, I am really, really big on this. I make sure I call you back, right when I'm available. Sometimes I won't even listen to the voicemails. I'll just call you guys, you know? So, you will have my direct line and extension, but anything having to do with the leads, Patricia is the one that's going to have to work on it. So when you guys call me, you just let me know what's going on and I'll make sure to get the info to Patricia and I'll even schedule a time for you guys to speak because I have access to her calendar. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, super easy to get a hold of me.
For the weekends though, like, I mean, if we don't want leads done on the week, just Monday through Friday, how does that work?
You got to call Friday. Yeah, you have to call on Friday and you got to make sure, what do you call it? It's not a holiday, right? Like, Friday that we're in the office. So best case scenario, I would, and you guys will have a tracking system with this, okay? That will show you every lead that comes through. It will say qualified, unqualified. It has a chat window on it too where you're able to chat with somebody live, but that's just a random person in client support. I would make sure to always kind of review it like on the beginning of the week or a Thursday. That way, if you guys want to shut your leads off for the weekend, for example, then you call us before Friday, you know?
Okay, what happens if we forget to call you, our leads are turned on, but we don't answer the phone?
You don't get charged?
Not charged?
No, not charged.
So
yeah.
We don't really need to shut it off every weekend. We just wouldn't answer the phone.
Exactly. And you'll know it's a Google Guarantee lead because it comes through as LSA lead on your caller ID, which means local service. It's local service ad. That's what Google Guarantee is.
Oh, okay. So LSA lead is, and it comes across like that. Okay.
Correct.
All right. Well, let's get down to the, what is this going to cost us?
Okay. So the minimum budget, hold on. I'm sending you my direct line and extension right now. The minimum budget is going to be, $452. That is not charged until the advanced verification process is done. That could be 4 to 6 weeks. We do charge a one-time application fee. You pay this one time. You never have to pay it again. That's for $250.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Now, first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to have everything sent to you guys via email. It'll be titled Google Guarantee. And I went ahead and sent Michael my direct line and extension too. So you guys both have it.
Okay, that went. All right. Okay, perfect.
So here comes the Google Guarantee email. Now, like I already – oh, go ahead.
Do you have any data that, like, shows, like, the smaller company, and we don't even need to know the name where they actually grew because of it. I mean, we're so tainted. I have to be honest. We're so tainted from HomeAdvisor. We've been spending upwards of $2,200 a month for like four customers. It's ridiculous.
So I'm going to level with you guys. This program, it's new through Google. It's been around for 2 years now. We really kicked it off a year ago. And I'm not kidding you, since I've been the main person setting them up since it started. And I haven't had one person cancel on it. Like, it's literally that good. Just because of the simple fact that you guys are not charged for the lead unless you set an appointment or they inquire about price, that has been a game changer. It is the best lead program around right now. Like, it blows Thumbtack, like Angie Leads, what's the other one, Networks. It blows all of those out of the water.
Okay. Now, one other thing, Daniel, we also are with the Better Business Bureau.
Perfect.
Does that help, too?
It does. It does. So we put that tag on your Google Guarantee listing.
Yes. Perfect. Yeah. Okay.
That'll actually be in the application. So just put yes on that. And I'm replying to the email I sent you with your minimum budget and the cost per lead. This will not fluctuate or go up on you unless you guys choose to go higher than the minimum. But in the application, you're going to want to put that 452 number if you guys are going with the minimum. Now, if you wanted, like, for example, 20 leads, then it's really just 3467 times 20 is the way that would work.
Okay. Whatever we did there. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you'll be sending, so there's, just for clarity, no other than the minimum budget, if, let's just say for kicks and giggles, we choose 452.
Mm-hmm.
To get going, we would start being billed 452 a month. We have the one.
Only if you get leads.
The 452 will be charged after the advanced verification. So that will not be charged until you speak with Patricia. Like, she has to make sure your license, your insured, your background check goes through. That process is 4 to 6 weeks. Usually, just so you guys have a heads up on it, usually it takes about 3 weeks or so for that whole process to be done.
Okay, but this 452... where if we sign up for 13 leads a month and we only get 8, that's we're only getting charged 8 times 3467.
Exactly. That's exactly how it works. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So this 452, basically that's not going to be, you're going to get billed that every month.
No, it depends on the amount of leads that you take on. 452 is your lead budget. So basically that puts 13 leads in the bank for you, right? And then every lead that you take on that's qualified takes away from that budget. So if you only got one qualified lead the entire month, right, which I haven't seen happen, but if that was the case, then the following month you would only be charged $34.67 for that one lead.
Gotcha.
So are you having us pay once everything gets cleared and we're up and rolling, we still have to pay it? Is that
it's in our bank account.
You uploading the front end?
So you pay the 452 for the 13 leads after the advanced verification process has been done.
I like that.
And thereafter, we're only paying for the leads we get.
Correct. That is correct. Exactly.
Are we paying just out of the gate at the beginning of every month the 434 or whatever it is, 462?
No, so gate after the advanced verification, so the first charge will be 452 to put 13 leads. I misspoke. The first charge after the advanced verification, right? So after you're on the Google Guarantee section and we're able and ready to turn your leads on, that 452 will be charged. And that has 13 leads in the bank for you. So if you took on all 13, the following month you would be charged 452. But if you only took on one lead or two leads or three leads, you're only charged for the leads that you took on that are qualified.
We're front loading and banking that money.
Each month we always need to have 452 in that bucket. And so basically if two got taken out, we have to replenish the two to get 452. four purchases.
Exactly.
That makes total
exactly.
sense to me.
Total you always have 13 leads in the bank. Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll pay that. When do we pay the $250?
The $250 is due at sign up. So what I'm gonna do is I'll so I'm gonna bill the $250 application fee. I'm gonna send you your application. The application is super important. You guys wanna get started on that as soon as possible. And I'm gonna schedule your client interview with Patricia. She always wants to be next day because she just preps for the calls. But basically that interview, any hiccups you guys run into on the application, she'll help you push it through. Plus she just wants to meet you. She wants to talk to you guys about the tracking system,
right.
how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly, if you want to just do the minimum budget, right? Like she is the guru of the Google Guarantee. So, now for the one-time $250 application fee, are we using the same card we have on file, the one ending in 9162?
No, we have a business account.
Okay.
I think that would be the one.
9162?
Oh, no, I bet you that's the one Celine takes from.
Yeah, it's definitely the one she takes from. It codes out all the digits
use
for me. It only
card.
Shows me the last four. Use that card?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, use that.
Okay. All right, perfect. And so give me one quick second. I'm just having this applied for you. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I might have to have switched over to your call because I got to fly out the door. I'm going to take my phone.
Let me, before you fly out that door, let me schedule this client interview with Patricia. So do you want her to call your phone, Miss Benny, or Michael's phone for that interview?
Michael's phone.
Okay, Michael's phone.
I'm going to give him my work number because I think you have my personal number.
Okay, let me verify it first. So I have the 425-238-5799. Is that the wrong one?
That's my personal number, yeah. I got
okay.
the work phone.
All right, I'm ready when you are.
602-319-4984.
All right, so 602-319-4984.
Yep.
Okay, awesome. All right, so you're going to get an email calendar invite. Let me just check her availability first. So... Arizona, you guys are on mountain time, right? So it's 252
yeah.
right now? Okay, awesome, awesome. I know it changes.
No,
my cousin's in Tucson. Oh, is it? So you're on the same time as us then. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So the soonest appointment she has tomorrow is going to be 9 a.m. The latest she has is a 3 p.m. or a 3:30. She also has a 2 o'clock.
3 p.m.
All right, perfect. All right, so, hold on, let me change the number on this. I just want to make sure she calls the right one. So you're going to get an email calendar invite in just 1 second. It will say LSA appointment on it, and you and Patricia will both be added on it. Just give me one
okay.
quick sec here. So you're going to see two phone numbers on it. It's just because your username for us is the 425 number. So that's why you'll see it two numbers, but I want her to call your 602. All right?
Okay.
All right. So
I love it.
One quick sec. All right. Let me add your email. All right. Here comes the email. All right. Now,
and then where did the application go? Did it go to climate control or climate?
Oh, I didn't send it yet. Yeah, I'm sending it right now. So you're going to get it via text message. It'll say LSA application on it. And I'm going to reply to the email that I sent you with the link. That way you have it in both spots. Okay?
Okay.
And I'll send it to both of your phones. That way, if one of you gets tied up, the other is able to do it on the phone.
Okay.
And it'll just have, like, it'll have questions like license, insurance, BBB. We have you fill out everything just for security purposes. Okay?
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Definitely get
up. Yeah. And then I've got to go, but if you want to turn around and call Michael's phone, because I've got to take my phone and get on the road.
Yeah, definitely. I'll hang up and call him. We're pretty much done. So I told you guys about the reviews. I told you about the application. We set the client interview, and you're going to get an invoice in just 1 second here.
Okay. Yeah, Daniel.
Okay, yeah, so everything is completely set. Do you want me to call you, though, on your phone, Michael? Right now?
No, I think we're good right now. We're going to get banging away on that application and
yes.
Get it out to you.
So. That's the biggest thing. You guys want to get cracking on that ASAP. Like, I'd say probably my first client that I signed up with this, I didn't stress that, and he took a while on the application, and it just prolonged the process. So since then, I tell all my clients, just get going on that ASAP. That way we could get it pushed through. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, you know, that won't be a problem because the sooner I do this, the sooner
we
get away.
Sooner
from
we Angie. Get away from Angie. So thank you, Daniel, so
you're welcome.
Much. And I'm
you're welcome.
Out to say she was spot on.
Oh, I'll tell her. She's amazing. She's probably my favorite over there in the website development department. You know, she is. You know, she was an Olympic athlete too, water polo.
I did not know that.
She is super fit. Yeah, she,
I love her.
Yeah, she is super caring.
So much, though. I got to fly, so we'll talk real soon, okay?
Sounds good. Anytime you guys have questions, feel free to call me. You guys will link up with Patricia tomorrow, too, okay?
Okay. That's good. Bye-bye.
All right. You're welcome, guys. Congratulations. Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.